Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, published author, and the author and author of four CDs, the Expand Your Life CD and the Sunrise Meditation that's getting ready to be launched and released. And now I want to really talk about the immaturity of this country. And yes, everybody is guilty. Me, you, everybody. But there's nobody more guilty than the politicians on that committee. See, the politicians think their agenda is the world, is the country's agenda. How do you think your agenda is the world's agenda and everybody else's agenda? That's where this country really, really in the world are really getting caught up in that. And that's what happened with Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein, Hitler. You know, when you get to, when you start thinking that your way of life is the only way of life, you really become caught up in the nothingness of life. And that is what happens there. The nothingness of life is where it all begins. And, you know, the more you think you're the way of the world, the less you really expand. And I'm really starting to understand this. And I also want to welcome the SOP Radio Network. But see, tonight is about the inability to see a bigger picture. How is cutting the budget an expansion for the country? And how is cutting your budget an expansion for you? And that's one I'm working on myself. And see, here's the thing about coaching, speaking, and writing. And everybody's into personal growth. They think it's all about their clients and the people. But actually, it's about the clients that bring the new wisdom to them. And that's what this is all about. You know, you can't have something and thinking it's all yours when it's somebody else. You know, that's something else that happens in this world quite extensively. People think everything that is wrong in the world is somebody else's fault. We're blaming the entitlement programs for everything. But who's receiving the entitlement programs? Us. So it's the giveaways that have gotten out of hand. And how many people are on a fixed income because of the choices they made when they were young? My situation is all mine. It's nobody else. And, you know, when you energize a challenge, you really should be energizing the innovative wit to go along with the challenge. And that's where this all lies, is in getting the innovative challenge to move forward with you. And, you know, anybody can do absolutely nothing. That's the easiest thing to do. But how is doing nothing sometimes the greatest opportunity? See, for everything we think there's a duality of doing nothing. And everybody gets caught up in thinking I'm smarter and it's my way and everything that's going on in the world is somebody else's fault. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. Everything in the world is a responsibility of the citizenry. You know, keeping the government and everything in line is about people being involved. But how are you not even involved in your own life? Most of us aren't. When you work for somebody else, you're more involved in somebody in the business and the boss's life than you are in your own. I'm starting to understand this myself. But it isn't that. It's what am I willing to do? And how can I expand the world with my coaching, speaking, writing? And doing that. And this is also the Wisdom Radio Network. And that is something else me and a friend of mine are working on expanding. But we want to expand the opportunity for people. See, that's the thing. People aren't looking to expand other people's opportunity. We're too selfish of a nation and too selfish of a people and too jealous of somebody else they succeed. You know, when you understand Bill Gates, he started Microsoft at the age of 15 because that's when he started sneaking in and doing things at the University of Washington. Sneaking in is the wrong word. I apologize for that. But that's when he was started engrossing his life and really learning computers. And look what Bill Gates has done. Look what Bill and Melinda Gates do. Yes, everybody, we don't all do everything perfect. And I know I don't, and I don't want to be perfect. I want to see my own challenges to expand myself into new challenges. The key to life is being willing to expand from one challenge to the next with a pat on the back on the way. That's what this is about. When you have the guts and the glory to energize new challenges, then you're on your way to success. And this is what I've been going through all day. It's been kind of an enlightening day for me. And for me, when I start letting go, it starts at the root chakra. And it's got to work its way up. But it's really about me being willing to energize the challenge of success. So you energize the challenge of success, you create the chaos of nothingness. You see, you create the chaos of catastrophe, but you energize the wisdom of success. You know, we are a nation of innovators. We're a nation of pioneers. But you can't be a pioneer when the leaders of the world are scared and all they care about is their IPOs. See, they're more worried about giving up their IPOs than doing what's right. See, a lot of congressmen and politicians today are going into office with $200,000 to $300,000, $400,000 coming out multimillionaires because they can engage in the IPOs that you and I can't. And how is the best way to get the laws and everything you want done? By giving the congressman money through campaign contributions, IPOs, and stuff like that. It isn't what we've done. See, the American people, we've just allowed things to happen because we feel that we elect them and we pay them. They're going to do everything for us. Just like I'm an IBEW member, we think that's going to happen. Well, it isn't going to happen because when they get in there and they start feeling the power, they start thinking they own, that you are their little, that you work for them and everything they do is right and everything you do is wrong, which is the biggest fallacy that we ever get to experience. But we all experience it in our own way. So when you see the congressman today and they walk out of that deficit meeting, how did you feel? How is that the deficit in you of you not engaging in your innovative self? See, what we see on the real world is the pessimism, but that pessimism is really our pessimism on the inside of ourselves. When you choose to engage in that pessimism as wisdom, you're going to expand your life. It's taken me 14 years to figure out all the negativity of the world, all the pessimism and cynicism is actually the wisdom to expand me into a new paradigm. And, you know, the paradigms and stuff like that, I've been writing for news, for newspapers. I don't punctuate self-help because punctuation actually puts a block in the subconscious mind. But Google News doesn't like no punctuation because I guess then we don't really have freedom of speech, do we? You know, I didn't know this, and because to me, I don't want anything to hinder personal growth. I can highlight things and I can do things. But it really doesn't matter how it goes. It just is how it's going for me. And when I choose to engage in my inner sage, I expand the sand of who I am to expand the wisdom of the world. See, when you really are really engaging in life, you're really expanding something new because it's about you. Your life is about you, but you're a guest in the rest of the world. So how do you complain about what we allowed to go on? See, all this here, what the politicians are doing, has really been done for a lifetime. You know, we are who we are, and we just do what we do. But, you know, here's something else. We have the greatness within us to do this. That's the fun part. That's the energizing part of this. How are you afraid of who you are? You know, that's something that's really, it's an ambiguity to me, because how did I let myself do this stuff? You know, that's something that's quite amazing to me. Once I started figuring out what was going on, I'm really starting to understand the world hasn't done nothing that I haven't allowed. Are authorized by inactivity and apathy. You know, but they got us working. Both parents working, they got us working overtime, they got us doing that, but they didn't do that. I did that. You know, that's the thing. I didn't do it. They did it. I mean, they didn't do it. I did it. I misspoke there really bad. And, you know, something about having fun in life, it's just fun. And life is an engagement of challenges to open out new wealth. And that is something else that happened. And, you know, people are out here trying to motivate you with the same thing that's been going on. Come with Wisdom NLP Coaching. I'm engaging you in who you are. And see, people like to say this and say that and do this. That's not what this is about. This is about an engagement with people. And it's about engaging yourself. In a different way. You know, you really do energize the sassy success, but you create the catastrophe of failure. The word, I mean, that's the honest to God truth. The drama of all this is what you really want to let go of. And that's what it is. Everybody thinks love and all this gentleness is going to get it. Well, it is being gentle to the world, but you got to be willing to fissure all that stuff inside yourself. And that is what it's all about. It's about being willing to engage in people and engage in their wisdom to expand your wisdom. You know, I'm reading here on Facebook a lot of this stuff. And right now, it's all the same. I'm going to read you three things off of it. It doesn't matter who wrote it. It's all about the same thing. Let me pick out a couple here and I'll show you what I mean. I don't really want to do that because people will figure out who it is and that would be wrong. But anyway, it's about engaging in what you do. And where do you want to go with your life? What is inside you? What makes that inner self of yours really shine in the rhine of your river of prosperity? And that's prayer revolutionizing omnipotence savantly innovating, tantalizing, expanding riches, yesing life today. How are you the yay-sayer of your life? And, you know, and when you start paying attention and seeing that just about everything in this world is the same, and they all live inside the corporate cloning and the corporational talk, and they live inside the ideologies of a political party, how is that really the shutting down of the innovation of the world? And, you know, something I'm really starting to understand, I've never been right about anything. I just engaged in things to expand my wisdom. And that's the thing. When you let go of being right and engage in your life-expanding adventures, where does your life go? And how does that free the innovation? What? If you could build one thing to make the world better, what would it be? And how would you design it? Don't only design it if you're right-handed. Just don't draw it on paper with your right hand. Draw it on paper with your left hand also. Because you got to engage both sides of your mind. And that's what this is all about. And it's really about being resourceful in your own way. And when you're resourceful, you're really energetic. And, you know, I read a lot of stuff. I pay attention. But, you know, most of the stuff I read in personal growth right now takes me nowhere. Because I'm starting to understand it's a letting go and expand. And a lot of people, are you dramatizing your personal growth? Or are you engaging in your personal growth? See, that's something that people really, really have to understand. Are you your own nemesis in your own life? So if you're your own nemesis, who's your life expander? You can't be the nemesis. How is everything you think that is wrong in the world really the right in the world? And what you think is right is wrong. That is something people don't quite grasp, is that they don't understand that they're their own deal of their life. But, you know, it isn't about that. It's about how do you try to put your way onto somebody else's way. And that's what it is. How are you more worried and more thinking about what other people are doing and really, really engaging in their life more than yours? I know when I work for somebody, I engage more in their life. And when I'm working as an electrician, sometimes I engage more in other people's lives than I do my own. That is something that really is quite mind-boggling there for me. I really choose to expand what it is. And, you know, I watch this country and I watch the people walk. The people do not walk with their head up anymore. And when you read something, are they telling you what to do? Or are they showing you a better way? When they're telling you, they're really asking you for your wisdom to expand you. When somebody's showing you, it's both they're expanding you as you expand them. So when you engage in somebody in conversation, are you looking to expand them? Are you looking to expand yourself and really be kind of selfish with where you're going? You know, that's something people really have to open up to, because everything we've always known is being featured by what's going on in the real world. And the real world right now is shaking everything we've been and quaking a new way for us to live. But that doesn't really matter, because when everything goes, you got to be who you are in the moment. And, you know, the thing is, if you're different, society is really going to really try, and I mean try, to bring you back into their realm. because they don't like you being a free thinker with free energy. They like you to be their way and do it the way they want. Because that way they feel that you're on their page and they don't have to see or look at a different way than what they're doing now. Because most people do not want, don't have the desire to live a better way. They just all want to live. Have you lived their way because that way they feel good and think they're moving in the right direction and their life is perfect. And nobody's life is perfect. There's always something going on. Like right now, as a Virgo, we're getting ready to go through Pluto moon again. And man, I went through it in April. That's like being in the boxing ring with Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali at the same time in their prime. But it's also fissures everything that isn't working or isn't expanding me. And that's something else. You never want to use the word work. You always want to use the expanding through that. You always want to expand through your day and utilize your talent to make your life as easy as possible. And yes, you do encompass the talent to make your life very, very easy. It's because we look at life as a challenge and we make everything hard. And the last few months, I've had to really adjust the way I looked at my life because my life has been mischievously challenged. That's the way I want to put it. Because if it could go right or left, it took the challenging route. But it also growed me in patience. So I really can't complain about anything because patience is my virtue. And I really like my patience. Because patience is where success and wealth await. It's in the field of dreams. And you want to meet your dreams in the field of utopian, of utopia. You don't want to bring them in and you don't want to live. And how can you have the dreams and expand when you're so busy with the daily life and what everybody else is doing? How can you live your dreams when your mind is busy? That's the secret. And everybody is like a duck on a pond. Everything is calm on the outside. Them feet on the inside are paddling like a hurricane. And that is what life is. You know, life is paddling like a hurricane all the time. I can't say this for everybody or anybody, because, see, I don't have the right to tell anybody or say what's going on in somebody's life. It's my, as a hypnotherapist, it's my sworn life-expanding energy is to show you how you're in your own way. And that's basically what coaching is about. It ain't about telling you where you're going or what you're doing. It's about you engaging in the letting go of the drama and the trauma we've always been taught in this life. See, we live the trauma of life because drama makes us feel good, makes us feel important, but actually it's the naysayer of our life. And you know, there's nothing wrong with being in drama, but you can't let it control your life because it's when you choose to let go of the drama, you choose to expand in the real life of who you are. You know, that is something people fear all the time, is letting go of what other people think you should be doing. And once you do that, life becomes more equitable for you. And you'll start letting go of things to really expand life in a new way. But that innovation, that intuitive innovation, how don't you listen to yourself and see It's when you listen to self, you really unlock that who you are to be in the flow of the go to really glow in your genuine wisdom, moving your life forward. You move your life forward when you really quit thinking you control your life, because you don't. And now I want to thank you for listening. Now I want to talk about Tom Ski and Be First Inc., All Tied Up Productions, Amy Ligner and Precious Gems Publishing and Be Wisdom Publishing and Cowboy Wisdom Publish, NLP Coaching. But Tom with Be First Inc. is a media company, and he's got 6 or 7 newspapers, and he can put your stuff, your business and all your things in front of 16 to 17 to 20 million people instantly. And with Amy writing articles, it really becomes an expanding situation for your business, because it'll expand your brand. And that's what Tom will do. And you can check and go find out more and discover more about Tom at www.befirstinc.com or email him at tom@befirstinc. And Amy with Precious Gems Publishing, it's just preciousgemspublishing.com. And Be Wisdom is be-wisdom.com. And Cowboy Wisdom is cowboy-wisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And my email is cowboywisdomnlp@gmail.com. But what are you so afraid of in your life that you want to engage in expanding your life? And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching will do. And Be First Inc. will do that in your business. They'll expand your business. But Amy, with Be Wisdom Publishing and Precious Gems Publishing, she has 20 years experience with big publishing houses. So you're getting a big publishing house experience in a genuine, in a mom and pop way, because it's going to be personal and hands on. And how are you afraid to put hands on your own life? That is something that people are afraid of all the time. They never, ever want to put their own life forward. They always are waiting for somebody else to do it for them. How are you doing that? How do you wait for somebody else rather than step forward and do it yourself? That's amazing how we do that. Am I guilty? Oh, yeah, more than you probably. I'm way guilty of that. But, you know, I'm willing to engage in it. That's the main thing. I'm really, really willing to engage in my own life. So are you willing to engage in your own life? That is something that's unique, because it's so easy to engage in other people's lives, you forget about your life. And that's what I do when I've done that all my life as a working person. You know, when you work for somebody else, you become engrossed and enthralled with their goals rather than your own intentions. Because you get involved in other people's goals, but you're the only one that can be involved in your intentions. And that's quite unique about what happens there. You know, people don't even want to go there and dance with themselves, because until you can dance with yourself, you can't dance with the world or a spouse. And that is what it is. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio on the Wisdom Radio Network. And I want to say goodbye, good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night. And we will have Wisdom Radio back up and running very shortly. And good night.